Coffee and Porridge, the Breakfast of Champions. It's Monday the 22nd of November, and you are listening to Napad Pomo. I forgot then. Day 22. It is day two of Napod Pomo, Monday the 22nd of November, and it has just gone 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm a little bit later than I intended to be, because I wanted to get to work really, really early today, because of the office move over this weekend just gone. I'm still going to be early, just not quite as early as I wanted to, but never mind, it's all good. I hope you're all well, hope you had a cracking weekend. I certainly did. It's been a really nice, relaxing time. As it should be. Right, what have I got to talk about? I have a question for my beloved listeners. And that question is, why is it, no matter how hard you try, the outside of a tin of golden syrup always ends up stickier than the inside? I'll leave that one with you. Today's bed music is a new one that we've not played before on Napod Pomo, but I have used it as a track on episode 119 of the podcast, way back on July the 23rd of this year. This is Indigo 78 with their track They Live. I think it's fairly upbeat for a morning bedding music. Indigo 78 are from Wolverhampton in the UK. Now, they don't have a website per se. You can find them on SoundCloud, but they've also got an artist page on Jamendo, which I will link to in the show notes. They've got quite a few tracks up there. We have played them at least three times, if not more. When I say them, I do believe actually that Indigo 78 is one person. Anyway, no, there's some really nice stuff up there. I think, yeah, I'll say we must have played them at least three times. Right. I haven't promoted a podcast for quite some time, mostly because I'm running out. Because I don't listen to, I listen to quite a few, but most of the ones I listen to are kind of dormant or non-existent. But as we entered week four of Napod Pomo, it's probably about the right time, as in should have done it years ago, to promote AMPT, the weekly music digest of the Association of Music Podcasting, of which the podcast is a member. AMPT.libsyn.com, AMPED.libsyn.com is where you'll find the show notes for the show. And you can also go to musicpodcasting.org, and the links to the show notes are on the left-hand side of the page. I'll put links to both of those addresses in the show notes. Now, the way it works is we have approximately 55 members of the Association of Music Podcasting. All music podcasters joined together in one place to basically music podcast. And every week, the AMPT New Music Weekly is created by one of those members. Now, as it stands at the moment, there's probably only a core group of about 10 or 12 that regularly produce these shows out of the 55 odd members we've got, which is fine, it's enough. It'd be nice to have more, but it's still enough. And other members of the association choose tracks that they have played themselves in the past on their own shows and submit them for an episode of AMPT. So, for example, on a given episode, you could have 8 member podcasts submitting 8 tracks from 8 different artists. And then one host, doesn't have to be one of the ones that submitted, but usually it is, one of those hosts puts all of those tracks together into a show. And what that does is it provides excellent exposure for AMP, for the Association of Music Podcasting. It provides fantastic exposure for the member podcasts, but it also provides exposure for the artists that are being played. Because what you're doing is you're... I don't know whether you listen to podcasts yourself, apart from this one. But when you go listening for a podcast, what you'll often do as a listener is look for stuff that you personally like. Okay, so I like instrumental music, for example. So I'm going to go and hunt out podcasts that are instrumental. What AMP does is it gives you a good spread of musical taste and musical genres from all over the world and all around the association. So for an hour a week, although it's normally sort of three quarters of an hour to an hour a week, you get this one show that offers you music that's well outside, or potentially well outside, your usual listening target. And it is a really, really good good way of picking up new music and new artists and new podcasts. Because, as I said, one of the aims, not one of the key aims, but certainly one of the aims, is to promote other podcasts within the association. So do go and check that out, because it is good fun. I'm trying to remember the last ones that that Caroline and I hosted. We did three podcasts in 1 week, and we did AMP'd, Made in the UK show, and a live podcast, all in the space of 3 days, and it really did knock us out. We're not actually down to host an AMP'd in the near future, but I think we'll definitely get ourselves down for one when we get to the new year. So yeah, anyway, amped.libsyn.com for the show notes, and musicpodcasting.org for the primary website of the Association of Music Podcasting. Okay, we've had a couple of items of feedback since we last spoke. In fact, we've actually had one about a week ago, and I do apologise. Joe dropped us a note on the website for episode 16, which was actually last Tuesday. So, Joe, I do apologise, saying, wonderfully awesome, as usual. I miss a lot... Hang on, let me actually find the link. I miss a lot of the shows and often forget what the time zones are. But she says she prefers to be in the room when we're doing the show, because it's more fun that way. Thanks again, and hi to Moo too. So thanks, Joe, for that. We also had an email message on the website yesterday, which I have yet to approve. There we go, it's approved. From James Coratier, who is not only a dedicated listener to the show, he's also an artist that we have featured on the show before, on the Bugcast. Now, I'm not convinced whether we have actually played him on Napod Pomo. And if we haven't, I'm going to rectify that for tomorrow. Let's have a quick look, see if we have. No, we haven't. That's bad. So, okay, tomorrow we're going to play a track by James Coratier. He says, I've been listening to every one of Napod Pomo's shows, but I think it wouldn't be a good idea to continue with the daily podcasts. I've enjoyed listening mainly because of the novel group idea of the Napod Pomo Challenge, but I would find it tough to keep up with daily shows all through the year. I imagine perhaps other subscribers are in the same boat, where if a newer episode comes out, it'll delete the oldest one off your podcatching software. The result is that not every episode may get listened to, and by chance you end up with recording some episodes with few or no listeners. It might be better just to stick to doing daily shows every November. After all, in one of the earlier episodes, you resolutely said that you weren't going to do one of these again. Yeah, I did, didn't I? That was a bit naughty of me. But the thing is, though, despite my comment saying that I probably never do these again, I am enjoying these. And this is the dilemma I've got, whether I continue doing them and put myself under the commitment that I'm going to do a daily show, or I drop it, like I said, stop while I'm ahead. I don't know. So thanks, James, for your comment there. They're going to hear from somebody else who has an opinion. This is from Steve, who is a regular Bugcast listener. And he says, hi, Dave and Caroline. I've been having a think about whether you should continue the daily shows. And for me, it would be rather nice. They make a pleasant 10 to 15 minutes while I check my email or whatever in the morning. I realise this could be a bit of a chore, so perhaps it could be shared with other podcasters and your audience. Ooh, now there's a thought. So that's an extra yes and an extra no. Although the yeses are winning at the moment. But yeah, fantastic feedback. Thank you very much indeed for everybody for getting in touch. As I say, you said last yesterday, we are starting to wind down now from these shows, and we will be ending them fairly soon. But we shall see where it goes. Right, I think that's all I've got to waffle about.
Yes.
So we're going to play today's track. Now, we're trying with the tracks that I'm playing you to give you a good spread of both genre and style, as well as geographical location. Now, thus far, the track I'm about to play you is the only track we have ever played where the artist comes from Bratislava in Slovakia. This is Cool Hunter with My World.
You want to be hunted. You want to be bounded. You want to be found. You want to be broken down. Then from the ashes of times created once again. Fall me down to my private valley. Climb to me and come to my wall. Fall me down to my private valley. Open your eyes and see my world. Welcome to my world. Not one of the million, but the one I've been waiting for. My private valley, for my private valley, private valley. This is my lonely valley. Follow me down to my private valley. Climb to me and come to my wall. Follow me down to my private valley. Open your eyes and see my world. Follow me down. I show you rivers and dew. I give you all that you wanted. It's all ready for you.
Wasn't that a cracking track? Cool Hunter with My World. MySpace.com/CoolHunter2. Whoops. Keep doing that. Whoop. Now it's disappeared completely. MySpace.com/CoolHunter2. Cool Hunter from Bratislava. Well, thank you very much indeed for listening once again. This has been Monday the 22nd November. I hope you have a cracking day today. Providing that I survive the office move, we shall regroup again tomorrow. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.